Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hello and welcome to the Karsh and Anderson program on a Wednesday. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, thank you to the morning show, doing a fine job setting the table each and every day. Scott, how are you today?
Well, I'm not that happy, Doug.
You're not?
Obviously, the Tiger season's done. If you can't
what
beat
can
the White
they get,
Sox.
What can they get for Scooble?
Yeah, if you can't beat the White Sox, what are you doing? Why are we even playing this game?
Yeah.
If only they had another game against them.
Yeah.
Or two more in the series.
Season's over.
Yeah. Lots of doom and gloom.
Dude, no, it's fun. I mean, because having a good team, losing a game, it's a lot easier to, though, just go, yuck, throw it in the garbage, right?
Well,
the old
yeah.
adage.
You think, and then at the same time, you're like, oh, are we going to start the losing streak? No. It's the White Sox. It's a game. But beyond that, no, I'm fine.
The resiliency. Anything else going on like last night or just Tigers?
No, it was Tigers and then trapped by my phone again.
Oh, did you get down a wormhole?
Yeah.
You got to stop, man.
I know.
What was it now?
Same crap.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you, same crap. I can't get out of it. I've gotten better at scrolling past rather than watching every 14-minute story on these things.
You're getting, you know, the algorithm is just going to start pumping these things your direction.
Well,
of course
it is. But, you know, there are other...
Gator has got a problem, and he's watching people that film their police stops when they get stopped by the police.
And they're the worst people.
And they're trying to bait the police, mostly?
Yeah, oh, 100%. Sometimes the cops are bad, but I think the majority of the videos that I watch, they're just... people that are trying to bait the cops.
Mm-hmm. And you hate it, and you watch them anyway.
And I
don't know what's wrong with you.
I watch them because I want to see the end resolution where the good triumphs over evil in either case. You know, if it's a bad cop doing something he shouldn't do, then I want them to get in trouble. If it's, you know, the idiot auditor out there who thinks he knows the law and maybe doesn't because all he does is watch these TikTok videos, then I want them to get theirs. So it's... it goes both ways. And in between, there's some other stuff. Although there's a new algorithm that's coming in right now. Some new videos I'm getting.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I feel about this. It's
Hold on for a sec before
yeah.
I continue.
Yeah.
Kang, what the hell's happened to our boy here getting into these videos? Like, I can't believe, I feel like this is the type of thing that he would resist at all costs previously.
Yeah, you're like anti-phone.
I know.
What happened to you?
I don't know. I get bored. I start scrolling through. You know what the problem is? Like, this stuff never used. I wouldn't see it before. But then on Facebook, it started coming up on Facebook where the reels would come up, right? And now it's so prominent on Facebook and Instagram. It's like every three posts, here's some new reels. And I'm like, okay, I'll take a look. You got me, you know? And it's
you cave easily.
I eventually did. I don't have to. I just did. And now there's a new set of videos that I start watching and I'm not proud of myself for watching these. And yet I can't stop, and I understand for me there's a reason why, and it's also scary to see how these algorithms are going because they totally get inside your phone and they know what you're doing. And because I've got a trip upcoming to Vegas in July, I'm getting all these gambling videos of these people that go to blackjack tables and they film their blackjack exploits or at the craps table, and I'm really interested in the craps table ones so I can learn to be a better craps player. Because I love the game of craps. But I can't. Now I'm having a tough time stopping. And there are like certain people that keep coming up. And guys that I don't like. And now I'm watching because I want this guy to lose his $5,000 bet. Because you're a cocky SOB and you need to go down.
You are. You're not showing enough discipline, my friend.
You're right. I know I'm not.
You're not showing enough discipline. And I'm sort of disappointed in you. But hey. You'll bounce back. You need to. I want to hear that like tonight that you just scroll right past them.
But there's like different strategies they're trying to employ, and I'm like, okay, that's interesting. I just whether it works or not as they're doing it. Look, I know some of this can be faked out, but it's just like I'm curious. It's an interesting strategy they're trying to use here.
That's a little bit more productive than the cop videos.
Yeah, the cop videos. That's not productive at all. That's not productive at all. When I start having a conversation with myself in a car, like if I get pulled over by the police right now, how would I shut up? I handle like I normally would. Yeah. I'm very cordial. I obey what they're asking me to do. Mm-hmm. You know, keep my hands on the steering wheel, turn the car off. Yes, sir. No, sir. What can I do for you, sir? Yep.
You're right, sir.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay. Did you hear that story in the update about people wanted in Flint next week to be extras in that boxing movie?
Yeah, I just caught the tail end of that.
Do you think that would be awesome or boring?
Maybe a little bit of both. Yeah. I think you go into it with high expectations, like this is cool, I'm going to be part of a movie, and then at the end of the day, you realize I just sat around for 8 hours to do like 20 minutes of work that really was nothing, like crowd shots, right?
Yeah.
But it's an experience that people want to go through.
Yeah, I mean, like the idea of being in an actual movie. Who's been in a movie? Heather's been in a movie.
Yeah, she was in the Real Steel.
Wasn't Jimmy an extra? Our boss Jimmy was an extra in some movies being filmed down in Georgia when he was growing up. We found his picture.
You're right.
Young Jimmy. He was like a soldier in the background of some movie.
Yeah. I had a couple of my good friends from high school were in Jerry Maguire.
Really?
Yeah. There's a scene where Jerry's walking with Rod Tidwell. They got the camel. They were doing the commercial for the car company or whatever. And in the background, as they're walking down the street, in the background, my friends Greg and Mike are there, and they crisscross like two or three times, and they're blatantly on the screen. It's awesome.
Trying to think back. I'll get the details of it. But anyway, I wonder how many people have done this, because there was a minute there where a lot of movies filmed here in Detroit.
Eric Erickson's been in some movies. Yeah, I know she was when the stuff was downtown, the superhero movies, I think.
I'm trying to find any of our listeners. Have you ever done this? Showed up for one of these movie shoots to be an extra. It is, it's an MMA drama film. It's a week from today at the Dort Financial Center, which used to be called the Flint MMA, wasn't it? IMA. It was the IMA. You're right. Anyway, 2 to 7, a week from today. It's a fight movie and they want people in the background. I don't know, man, whether it sounds fun. I think it's probably both. I think you're right. It's fun and boring because these things take a long time. Yeah. But if anybody's ever done it, what was your experience like? 248-539-9797. And probably most people that show up to be extras, I would guess that the percentage of those that actually end up in the final cut of a movie, recognizable, is probably very small.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know a bunch of people have done a lot of this type of work.
Yeah.
Because the industry used to be here. And there's another guy I went to high school with who was a couple years older than me. He's a stuntman and a driver. So he's in all the driving scenes for a lot of the big movies. It was that recent Ferrari movie that came out a year ago that he had done a ton of stunt driving in that, driving an old vintage Ferraris, which is awesome.
248-539-9797. All right, we'll get into the Tigers here a little bit. There is some fascinating NFL reporting that it might involve our Lions.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is it going to get people upset?
I think it's going to get people fired up, yeah. We'll get to that today at 10:50 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Wednesdays are looking different at Twin Peaks as they're going out with bourbons and brews, and they're bringing back tequilas and cervezas. A sexy twist on the hottest night of the week as the girls are swapping out their black lingerie for red and serving up the best tequila cocktails around. Hump Day just hits harder at Twin Peaks, especially with the basketball and hockey finals starting the next couple days. You got this division series with the Southsiders for our baseball team. Pair all that awesome action with the best restaurant food around, and it is really, really good. The Chipotle chicken is my personal favorite. You can't categorize their menu as bar food because it's a scratch kitchen. They can compete with anyone, no matter what you want. If you want the hand-cut New York strips, they got them. The house-smoked brisket and ribs, yep. Hand-smashed burgers, yep. They got the best wings in town. Their extensive bar features high-end tequilas, bourbons, and craft cocktails, and here's why I will hit Twin Peaks for happy hour on my drive home. The coldest draft beer in the country poured at a bone-chilling 29 degrees. There's the beautiful Twin Peaks girls, hospitable, serving it all up. There's TVs everywhere. It's a great place to stop and get a great meal or get an ice-cold beer. Don't miss a game. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. Doug Karsh. Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Here's feedback coming in. Tim in Berkeley says, my wife was an extra in the bleachers in Milwaukee when they were filming the first Major League movie. She always said she's a little red dot next to the big red dot. You know, it's funny because, like, probably the Cordell Stewart Hail Mary, I'm standing on, like, the 10-yard line along the Colorado sideline, like, up against the wall. I had to set up for a post-game show, so I went into the media room, got it all set up, ran back down the tunnel, and missed, like, I did it, like, during a timeout, missed one play, came back.
And, touched the banner?
No, this was during the...
I know.
I came down the tunnel, and I'm standing, and I see that, and then I have to run up the tunnel and go on the air. But you can see me, and it's like, low-def, standard-def television from right. A million years ago, and I'm like, well, that's me. Not that you can tell. It's like the highlight of Barry Sanders. I was working at Channel 25 when he got thrown out of bounds right at the goal line. And I got run over by Barry. And you go, well, there's me. And I'm in the Shannon Sharp, Sterling Sharp.
Sterling Sharp, yeah.
Yeah, that
he runs right past you.
Runs right past me. And
he
it's
had a
all
chance
blurry.
To make the play. He didn't make the play.
Yeah, I'm like a dot. Like, it's, you know, that's me. And everybody would be like, sure it is. But, yeah, I'm like Tim and Berkeley's wife. You can't tell it's me, but it's me. We own a bar in Ipsy, and they filmed the Robert De Niro movie there 3 years ago. We got to be extras. It was pretty exciting. That's from Brian at a car. Matt in Detroit here. I was an extra in Red Dawn shot at Grand Circus Park, and I was an extra in Need for Speed that was shot in Detroit with Aaron Paul. That's from an unnamed texter. I was in Hoffa in a scene at the air-conditioned Cobo Arena. Shook Jack Nicholson's hand in the scene. Had to get a brush cut. 30-second scene took all day and all night. I got $100.
Nice. And got to shake hands with Jack Nicholson.
That's pretty cool. Like, that feels like more than an extra, but I mean, I guess if you're in a crowd.
Yeah, it's just crowd shot. Yeah. Shaking hands. Glad handing is what they call it.
TJ Lang is in Pitch Perfect 2. That's from an unnamed texter.
Is he?
Look
at that.
I didn't see Pitch Perfect 2.
I did not either.
Yeah.
So I cannot.
I find it hard to believe. I also did not see Pitch Perfect 1.
No.
No. Or any movies.
I believe TJ's got a speaking role, too. I think
really?
He's got a line or two.
Does he?
From what I remember.
That's awesome.
Does he sing?
Yeah, that's why. I mean, I think it was him and, like, the offensive line for the Green Bay Packers were in the competition or something like that.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them for a reason.
A lot of, what do you mean?
Pitch Perfects. Oh. I think there's like four, I want to say.
For a reason. So they're good.
Well, someone likes them. It's like, you know, Nickelback. I don't know. Like,
oh,
right?
Oh, wow.
Well, see, everyone says they hate them, but they sold like a gazillion records.
This is true.
Yeah.
Facts.
All right. So last night's Tiger game. I mean, look, it's funny because the first thing I think about last night's Tiger game is tonight's Tiger game. Like, it's been a resilient group. They haven't had a losing streak more than three games so far this year. They've had two of those. They've had two-game losing streaks, and that's it. Usually they are one-offs, and they get right back to their winning ways. I mean, it sucks to lose to the White Sox, but Shane Smith is good. And there was a little bit of puck luck, if you will, for the White Sox. You know, ball off a glove here or there.
Yeah.
But, it was a yuck throw in the garbage kind of game. So what bothered you more? Was it the bats or the pitching?
I think it was I think it's the pitching in the second half of the game. And the reason I say that is because it's not just last night. Last night might be the microcosm of all this. Pitching chaos has not worked well for the Tigers this year when they've had to go to it. They haven't done it many times, what, a handful or six starts or whatever they've done with this. But in the games I watch, which feels like it's every game, they're not doing it all that well. It's not met with the same result as last year. And last year may have just been a statistical anomaly when they went with pitching chaos with an opener and then go with five other pitchers to finish the game, that they just got it done. This year, it's not the case. So I'm a little disappointed by that.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's there are certain individuals that aren't as effective, and we'll get into that coming up here a little bit. One thing is, it felt like in this offseason, they kind of prepared for the, I mean, they did prepare. They weren't planning on going with pitching chaos all season long. They just kind of do it here or there. And they could settle into a normal rotation if they so chose. It'll help if everybody's healthy. Like, they lost Mize for a couple of weeks. They lost, you know, Reese Olson currently on the injured list. You've got Sir Gibson Long is starting tonight. For the first time in 2 years, he's going to pitch for the Tigers.
That's right.
And I've been kind of joking that he isn't a real person, but he is indeed confirmed as a person.
Yeah, well, he actually pitched for the Tigers a couple of years ago.
He did. And when he pitched, he wasn't bad.
Right.
I don't know if I'm expecting a savior or anything like that. But, you know, he could be in the mix here. Alex Cobb can be in the mix here. The one thing about what the Tigers have done is they are able to operate, if I want to say this, understanding that I'm blowing anything off. When you've built a bit of a lead, you don't have to, you can let some things play out. You build the luxury of, we don't have to make any panic moves. You know, hey, we got a chance here. You know, we got a game or two lead, at least got a sizable lead that allows them the flexibility of time to let some things play out. And so they can be patient on Alex Cobb. They can be patient on Sawyer Gibson Long. They can be patient on when Reese Olson comes back and not really risk anything, I guess is what I'm getting at. Yeah. I'm not, you know, that's where we're at right now. And it'd be nice to see a good stretch of health, but who knows how it's going to settle down? This could go, like, in terms of who their starters are, could go a bunch of different directions. Cobb could be the guy.
Well, yeah, and I think, I mean, honestly, in a month, we might see a logjam of guys because everybody's competing to be part of that rotation. And when they get healthy, and hopefully we're not seeing when these guys get healthy, other guys aren't. But I think we could definitely see a logjam in the next 4 to 6 weeks because of all the pitchers coming back.
Yeah. Well, with that said, that doesn't mean there aren't some growing concerns, and there are kind of three Tigers that stand out. They probably could use some good outings, some good at-bats, et cetera, et cetera. We'll get to that today at 10:32. Got some Lions stuff at 10:50, which I think Detroit fans are going to be like, yes! 10:50 for that here on Karsh and Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Got any special plans for National Cheese Day?
Wow. Not sure.
So many plans.
Right? I mean, you know me. I think I only have three different cheeses in the house right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got some slices of some Colby
Okay.
Love Colby cheese. Got some white American cheese slices. Just like
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Like to have those around.
Yeah.
Makes me feel comfortable and safe. And they have some feta.
You sound disappointed in the feta.
No, well, I'm disappointed in feta because I had a tooth issue, a little toothache for a little bit. So I was laying off. I was starting to eat. I enjoy eating like a Greek salad.
Okay.
But chewing on that side of the mouth was painful. So I haven't gone back to the salad in a few days. So, or maybe a week, I guess.
You might find it hard to believe, but my cheese tastes probably aren't popular. But number one cheese for me is Swiss.
Nothing wrong with that.
I know. But yeah. Number two is blue cheese.
Sure.
Okay.
A salad.
Number three is feta.
Yeah.
Number four is cotija.
What's wrong with that?
No, I don't know. I mean, I would imagine.
I mean, there are three similar styles with a crumbly cheese with the blue, or the feta, and the cotija.
Yep.
But I hear you.
Okay.
Cotija is great. It's authentic street taco cheese that you use there.
Yeah, I use it. I mean, I'd never heard of it like 5 years ago, and now it's prominent.
Now you're Mr. Elote Corn.
I am Mr. Mexican street corn guy.
Kang, your favorite cheese?
Oh, man.
Or what do you have in the
that's
house
a tough
right
question.
Now? I know.
Right now, yeah, just ask me what I have in the house. Yeah. It's easier. I got Colby Jack right now, cheddar, and regular American cheese.
Yeah. Individually wrapped?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you mean not like the deli style?
Right,
No. That is individually wrapped. The Colby and the cheddar are deli style.
Well, we might have to mess around with the cheese topic before the show is done because I feel like you got a lot to say.
I mean, I like cheese.
All right.
Too much.
So here we go. Tigers, like I said, they have a leave, which means they have the luxury of some time to sort out some issues. I went back and went through the old search of show sheets.
Yeah.
And we did a show last October documenting how elite Tyler Holton was. And in September of last year, he made 10 appearances. He went 14 and two-thirds, 2 earned runs, 7 hits, 2 walks, 15 strikeouts. In May and the 2 outings he's had in June, okay, 12 appearances. He's gone 11 and a third, 8 earned runs, as opposed to the 2 last September, 15 hits, as opposed to the 7 in more innings last September, 3 walks to 2, that's not bad, 15 strikeouts to 9 this year. And look, I'm not panicked about Tyler Holton, but there's some things that'd be good to get hit, you know, get it worked out, because at one point he looked, you know, this was an elite asset out of the bullpen. They really could use him to return to form to be an elite asset, but because they have a lead, they have some time, and they can keep hoping that he can work through some things. Andy Ibañez, who's mostly hitting in favorable matchups, typically.
Yeah, they typically put him up against the lefties.
Yep. Has seen his batting average drop from 254 to 216 in 3 weeks. He's got one extra base hit in that time, and again, matchups that typically favor him. Trey Sweeney last month.
Also, just with Andy Ibañez, I think he's only hitting like 230 against lefties.
Yeah. Trey Sweeney last month, he went through that scorching stretch where he peaked at hitting a batting average of 269 with an OPS of 732. Almost a full calendar month later, he's now batting average is 225 and his OPS has dropped from 732 to 597.
That's the alarming part, is the OPS has dropped as much, and it's because he's gone 5 for his last 48.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good. Now, what gives me a little encouragement is that, okay, Parker Meadows is back. So if Trey Sweeney is going to struggle hitting, that means you could put Javi Baez at shortstop. And because one's left-handed, one's right-handed, when it comes to the plate, you can platoon them and use the advantageous situation. So there's a little concern, though, that with Trey Sweeney. But, you know, Trey Sweeney, if you asked me 5 weeks ago, I think it was all on the Trey Sweeney train. Like, this guy, he might have something, because he was just destroying everything,
yep.
Seeming from right-handed pitching. He was just launching these line drives into right field. It was really fun to watch, and now it's come to a screeching halt.
Well, what's weird is not everybody's hot all the time, right?
No.
And that you don't go through a season. I mean, I guess the greats are, right? The greats go through seasons where they're pretty consistent all along. And the Tigers, one thing we've discussed is there's really, outside of Skubal, there's no superstar. You have star players that play the role of the star, like a Riley Green can look like a star and a young, I mean, he is technically an all-star, but you get these ups and downs, and it's a matter of, you know, and I don't know that the plug's about to get pulled on anybody.
No, I wouldn't imagine it is. Now, if some other guys get healthy and are ready to come back to this team, or if somebody's just, you know, scorching the ball in the minors and they want to bring him up, I mean, you brought up Ibañez. He might be a candidate to, like when Vierling comes back, if he's able to come back anytime soon, although that doesn't sound terribly optimistic with that. But Ibañez has to be concerned, because he might be the new Justin Henry Molloy, the last guy on the roster at this point. So I think you have to be a little concerned for those guys. But at the same time, if somebody else is doing better, then they deserve to be up here. And that's how it is. It's a meritocracy.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there saying, as I say all this, something that's kind of looming, I saw this on MLB Trade Rumors and I didn't realize it. Sawyer Gibson Long comes off the IL and gets added to the 40-man roster, which is at capacity, which means somebody may get designated for assignment here.
Likely a pitcher.
Yep.
And there are plenty of guys there that I think you could look at and say, oh, I don't know about that guy. Who?
Right. But, you know, that's something that's looming. It might not be an everyday Tiger.
Or does Gibson Long come up and Dylan Smith is sent back down? Is it
that? Well, it's 40-man roster.
I'm sorry, 40-man roster.
Yeah, so Dylan Smith is on the 40-man roster, and he just gets sent down, but somebody on the 40-man roster has to get removed from the 40-man roster, which makes them a vulnerability to leave.
Yeah, I had to take a closer look at the 40-man, because typically there are names on that list that even diehard Tiger fans are going, I don't know who that is.
Bailey Horn.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't think he's a prospect. I mean, Tyler Owens, could Brewer Hicklin. I mean, you know,
there are names.
Yep. There are names on there, but we shall see how it plays itself out. As far as Sawyer Gibson Long, I mean, I guess we'll see. One of his outings last year, he had 11 strikeouts. But 2 years ago, guy's been hurt forever. But you just, you know, I mean, the way things have gone for this organization, I'm not going to say the expectation is that he's really good, but maybe we shouldn't be surprised if he comes back and he's good.
No, maybe not. His minor league career, he's been nothing special. He was a guy at ERA in the mid-fours, low to mid-fours, before getting his call-up with the Tigers. And then pitched okay with the Tigers, I guess. But with the minors this year, he's made 5 starts, going 16 and a third, giving up 14 hits, 2 walks, and 16 strikeouts. They're hitting .237 against him.
Decent.
Yeah, the whip is below 1. It's a smaller sample size. And the ERA is at 2.2. I mean, the numbers are good. They're really good if it's long term. But again, it's 16 in the third inning, so he'll get his opportunity. I hope he pitches well. I wouldn't expect him to be somebody who typically pushes for the top 5 rotation. When this rotation began, the beginning of the season, when you had Skubal and Flaherty, Olson, Mize, and Jobe, it looks pretty formidable and tough to get in there. We kept talking about, well, wait till Alex Cobb comes back. We weren't saying wait till Sawyer Gibson Long comes back.
No.
So what's changed out of that rotation? Well, Reese Olson's out for a little bit here, and we're waiting for Cobb to come back still. And Jackson Jobe is probably out for at least a month, maybe 2 months. So it gives him an opportunity. Can he be good enough? Can he be what he was in the minors and have like a low 4 ERA? Because that's what you expect out of a fifth starter. You're not expecting somebody who's a fifth starter to have an ERA in the low 3s.
Yes. Do you know how they got Sawyer Gibson Long?
I forget.
There's a quick Google search. Tigers picked up Gibson Long from the Minnesota Twins at the 2022 trade deadline in exchange for Michael Fulmer. He was the final trade acquisition of Alavila's tenure as Tiger GM. So that, I guess, is in today's Free Press. So,
yes.
Yeah, kind of weird that goes back to a Fulmer deal and then the last move Avila made. So we shall see.
Now you know.
Now we know. All right, let's get to this Lions thing. You know the Paul Skeen stuff that gets kicked around with the Tigers?
The ridiculous thought that the Pirates would trade Paul Skeens.
Feels like fantasy, right?
Yeah.
Feels like a fantasy discussion. But is there another one that falls into that category? Fantasy or not so much fantasy? Is it for real? We'll get to that as it pertains to our Lions today at 10:50 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, is your garage door making some really weird noises, or is it just kind of sluggish and not moving as quickly as you thought it would, or maybe you got an issue with the battery? Do the right thing and call the great folks over at Precision Garage Door Service, because they know how to fix any problem you have with the garage doors. I know this firsthand. They came out to my house about 5 years ago and I was having a problem with the garage doors, and they fixed the problem immediately. They were awesome, they were friendly, and they were professional. They offer same-day service, emergency repairs also, and weekends are available at no extra charge. In fact, all calls are answered 24/7 by a live person. You got to love that. Give them a call today at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR or schedule an appointment at precisiondoormi.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm just going to keep asking you random cheese questions on National Cheese Day.
Sure. Love it.
Kang, you can get involved as well. Pizza, double cheese?
Yes.
You go double cheese?
Most of the time, yes.
Do you really?
Yeah, okay. I love double cheese and pepperoni. It's kind
like
of
you go-to. Ask for it?
Yeah.
Oh. No, I'm regular. Whatever the moderate cheese is. Amount.
Average cheese. Yeah. I have double, average cheese.
Yeah.
I like double cheese and light sauce.
See, I like more sauce, less cheese.
Yeah, Kenny's on.
Kenny's
Gator's
on the
team,
on, yeah, light, yep. Yep. Light sauce.
You can get sauce on the side if I wanted to do a little dipper afterwards with the crust, but
you know. I told you he has thoughts, people.
And then you gotta throw some Parmesan on top of everything too.
So you go double cheese with Parmesan.
Yeah. Once it comes home, I got Parmesan and might throw some other stuff on there. Sometimes, if I feel frosty, I might throw on some oregano.
Yeah, I was about to say
basil.
It's not National Red Pepper Flake Day.
No, it's not.
But are you a red pepper flake guy?
I used to be, and then it started hurting my boom boom, so yeah. I stopped.
No, I get it. Could be a sensitive.
Yeah.
But I love red pepper. The sensitivity. As Gator says, hurting the boom boom has never stopped me. I get it.
There was my brother went to Alma College, and he would get pizza from there when I was either my freshman year at Central when we were 15 minutes away, or when we were both at Michigan State at the same time because he was at grad school. We would drive up every once in a while to Alma to get this pizza because it was awesome. And what made it great was they would serve the spices on the side in little like tinfoil things. So you would have a little oregano, the red pepper flake, and garlic pepper or powder as well. It was awesome. You spread it all over the pizza, and I think it was some kind of meat pizza. It was delicious. So good. Pizza Sam up in Alma College. If you know, you know.
Okay. Set we get to this, let me follow through on it. ESPN had a fun little exercise today. They took three players that are expected to, or there's been plenty of discussion about them potentially being traded. Those three players are quarterback Kirk Cousins, defensive back Jalen Ramsey, and edge rusher Trey Hendrickson. This exercise, they took four ESPN NFL analysts to craft realistic trade offers for all three players. Then they had the NFL Nation reporter for each team accept the trade. So the reporter for the Bengals would accept, or did, like, so the Miami reporter would accept one of the trade offers put together by the ESPN national guys. The Atlanta reporter would, you know, accept an offer, and in this case, the Bengals reporter.
Right.
And so they, you know, it's.
So how many teams submitted an offer for Trey Hendrickson?
Four. Yep, they are Indianapolis, Buffalo, Washington, and Detroit.
Okay. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Yep. The Indianapolis offer was the Bengals, get a 2026 second round pick and a 2027 fifth round pick. The Colts get Trey Hendrickson. The Buffalo offer was a 2026 second round pick. That's it. Bills get Trey Hendrickson. The Washington offer was defensive tackle Jerjon Newton, a 2026 third round pick, and a 2027 seventh round pick for Trey Hendrickson.
All right.
And Detroit offered a 2026 second round pick, a 2027 fourth round pick, which could escalate to a third rounder with performance conditions. And the Lions get Trey Hendrickson and a 2026 fifth round pick.
Interesting.
So let's just go with a 2026 second and a 2027 third or fourth.
Mm-hmm.
To make it as clear as possible for Hendrickson and a 2026 fifth round pick.
Well, that's interesting because out of the four offers you gave, if I were Cincinnati, I would have taken the Indianapolis offer. And my reason being, first of all, you're getting a second round pick and you're getting a fifth. Was that correct?
Second and a fifth.
Second and a fifth. But your second round pick is going to be high because it's Indianapolis. You know, when you're dealing with the Lions, you're dealing with Buffalo, you're going to get end of the second round. Dealing with Indianapolis, who knows where it's going to be in the second round. It could be middle, could be upper third. So it's interesting to hear what the Cincinnati writer would say. The intriguing part of the Lions offer is that it's based on what I'm assuming is Trey Hendrickson production. So if he's good with the Lions, then that pick ends up being a third round pick, and then getting a second and a third is pretty intriguing, even if you're giving up a fifth.
So the thing about it is, I feel like there's quite a few mileage posts we have to get past before there's an exit ramp for Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati, right? Right? Yes. I mean, we still have to have
a contract.
Yes. They still have to find out if Cincinnati's going to sweeten an offer and try and find a way to make it work, which still feels like it's a possibility. We still have to have Trey Hendrickson saying, all right, I'm willing to accept either no new contract or less money just to go somewhere else. We have to be closer to minicamp. We have to be closer to him getting fined. We have to be closer to the season before we really probably hit the realistic exit ramp for Trey Hendrickson. But if we keep passing, if we keep ticking days off the calendar like we have been, I think incrementally the odds go up every day that Trey Hendrickson could be traded. Incrementally, right? And at some point we're going to reach a breaking point where there's been no movement and Trey Hendrickson will either A, say, I don't need a new contract, I just want to go play somewhere else, screw you guys, I'm out of here. Or Cincinnati's going to say, how about this? How about we up your offer, you know, for this 1 year, and you come play this year and then become a free agent? Like something.
We'll pay you $34 million this year.
Yeah, either side can make a concession, which keeps him in Cincinnati. But if we pass those mileage posts and get to the exit ramp, now we've got what is considered by Ben Solak of ESPN. He made the Detroit offer in this exercise, a 2026 second round pick and a 2027 third or fourth for Hendrickson and a 2026 fifth. So that's next year. Next year's second, and 2 years from now, third or fourth for Hendrickson and next year's fifth. Which I'll start with this. If you can get Trey Hendrickson for this, hell yeah, I'd do this trade. And I think virtually everybody would. Here's what they write in Ben Solak of his offer. Why this deal makes sense for both sides. Lions general manager Brad Holmes has acknowledged the fan base wants a secondary edge rusher far more than he does, but I imagine a player of Hendrickson's caliber would change Holmes' calculus slightly. Hendrickson isn't the sort of run defender the Lions might prioritize, yet a pass rush duo of Aiden Hutchinson and Hendrickson might be the scariest in the NFL. Okay, I'll stop with this. I would cross out the words, the term might be. I think it would be the scariest in the NFL. Solak goes on to write, the Lions are still legitimate Super Bowl contenders and should behave as such with aggressive veteran trades. They have plenty of cap space to extend Hendrickson, which would demand which he would demand, which would demand from an acquiring team. Okay, so anything about the parameters of this trade? Are you all on board? Would you absolutely make this trade?
Yes. I mean, I don't understand how you couldn't. Now, here's why how you couldn't. You have to get past all those things you mentioned earlier. But if you can, if all that is doable, if a contract with him is doable, if because that's the biggest obstacle of everything, it's the contract. Knowing that he is willing to sit out the season if he doesn't get what he's demanding. So if you're able to work something out with him, would I then give up the second and the potential third round pick to acquire him in a fifth? 100% I would.
Is anyone in Detroit saying no to this?
I think there might be, well, they're sure, there's going to be people that would say no because if you're looking, now you're adding this salary,
yeah,
which is going to be north of $30 million a year for multiple years. Who's getting left out?
If he needs a new contract,
he's right? Well, I mean, it seems that's what he's looking for.
Yeah, so. I think our best case scenario is he bends on that, and because he said publicly, I'm not playing on this contract.
I think the best case scenario, so it works out for both sides, is that he could work out a 2-year deal, where this year gets this year he's paid what he's paid, and then next you give him a second year on that, a 1-year extension, I guess, and you do that for like $35 million. So it ends up being a 2-year, $64 million deal or whatever it is. That's okay, because at that point, he's gone after 2 years, and maybe that pain of having to cut somebody else from the roster that you're not going to be able to sign, that's not there. You're just having to swallow a lot of salary for 2 years, and then you get to breathe a little bit because the Hendrickson contract is gone.
Well, the other thing about this deal, of course, is that I feel like the slightly deflated balloon that is holding the Lions Super Bowl hopes, slightly deflated after the news on Monday, gets fully reinflated if they were to make a trade like this. Right? I mean, losing Ragnow, this doesn't help the offensive line, clearly, but it does help the team overall pretty substantially.
Absolutely, it does. And you talk about that dynamic duo you can have an edge rusher. Yeah, it's massive. Would it be the best in the league? It has potential to be the best in the league. And on paper, it would be. Houston's got a pretty good duo with Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. The Giants have actually like a trio or even four guys with the Giants that are really good. But these two, if the Lions added Trey Hendrickson, put him with Hutch, that's outstanding.
Okay, so here's where we are. Jeremy Fowler made the Colts offer. Dan Graziano made the Buffalo Bills offer. Seth Walder made the Washington Commanders offer. And Ben Solak made the Detroit Lions offer. The beat writer for the Cincinnati Bengals is Ben Baby. We'll tell you which deal he took today at 11:02. That's his name.
Okay.
Tell you which deal he took today at 11:02 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.